Iranian IRGC commander confirms, "We are looking to kill Trump." By John Hayward on February 27, 2023. Amir Ali Hajizadeh, commander of aerospace forces for Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, boasted on Friday that his forces have developed a new cruise missile with a range of over 1,000 miles. Hajizadeh suggested the missile would be useful in the IRGC's ongoing quest to kill former U.S. President Donald Trump and his Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, for ordering the liquidation of Iranian terrorist mastermind General Qasem Soleimani in 2020. "Our cruise missile with a range of 1,650 kilometers has been added to the missile arsenal of the Islamic Republic of Iran," Hajizadeh said in a broadcast on Iranian state television that showed off the new PAVM missile. "Within the next 1 or 2 years, we will have big leaps, and the waves of new weapons will turn into tsunamis," he promised. Iran has a history of making grandiose claims about its military capability that cannot be verified independently. In November 2022, the Pentagon said it was skeptical of Hajizadeh's boasts that the IRGC has developed a hypersonic missile. The Iranian television program purportedly showed a PAVM missile launching, flying low over terrain, and accurately striking a target. The IRGC has previously claimed to possess cruise missiles with a range of about 620 miles. The PAVM's claimed range would make it capable of hitting targets in Israel, but Hajizadeh had other targets in mind. "Allah willing, we are looking to kill Trump, Pompeo, or McKenzie, and those military commanders who gave the order to kill IRGC Quds Force Commander Soleimani," said Hajizadeh. "General Kenneth F. McKenzie was, and remains, commander of the U.S. Central Command, CENTCOM. Soleimani was killed in Iraq in January 2020 while in the process of orchestrating terrorist attacks against Americans, including a failed assault on the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. The Iranian regime declared Soleimani a religious martyr and features his likeness prominently at pro-government rallies. Speaking on the third anniversary of Soleimani's demise in January, Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi claimed that Iran is still seeking revenge. "We have not forgotten and will not forget the blood of martyr Soleimani, and let them know that revenge for the blood of martyr Soleimani is certain," he said. The persistent anti-government protests that sprang up after morality police killed a young woman named Mahsa Amini for wearing her headscarf improperly in September 2022 often feature the burning of Soleimani photos as a gesture of contempt and resistance. Hajizadeh claimed the IRGC could have killed 1,000 American troops in revenge for Soleimani if it wanted to, but they were just a bunch of poor soldiers who we weren't looking to kill. He was referring to the Iranian missile attack on the Ain al-Assad air base in Iraq, launched on January 8, 2020, in retaliation for the death of Soleimani. No U.S. troops were killed in that attack, but General McKenzie said there could have been more than 100 casualties if precautions had not been taken. And the incident stands as the largest attack on U.S. forces by ballistic missiles. On Saturday, the U.S. State Department took note of Hajizadeh's remarks and warned Iran that any effort to harm American citizens would face a strong response. "Iran would test our resolve to protect our citizens at great peril. As the administration has consistently made clear, the United States will protect and defend its citizens. This includes those serving the United States now and those who served in the past," the State Department said in an email to Al Arabiya News.